Yeah, so let's take a look at the original side. And in my Gemara, it's Amud Lamed Tes in the Rif. Towards the top. In the Eitz Bahad Gemara. So first he just brings the whole Gemara verbatim. Look, I have a Dhamma Lil Havi, my boys Payara, I'm leaving Lots of Intervek, I'm Kishne Kazoko, I'm leaving Novish Hunegavoy Avoy, also the Dino Kami that I'm not, I'm leaving Silbrach, I'm leaving Rova, Dino Hoki, I'm leaving Mechel Raya. I mean the Rova, but I'm Nachman, the Rav Nachman, the Dhamma Lil Havi, come Nixi, the Baby Sisson, Mazit, no, this is Avni Meloch, have you Arad and Mekai, the Baby Sisson, I'm leaving Havin, the Haley, I'm leaving, I love the Baby Sisson, he created the Mekai, the Baby Sisson, Ost Kami, the Nachman, look what we are looking at. I'm the Rabbi. Dinoche, I'm asking the Raya. Kashu the Rabbi, the Rabbi. Kashu Rav Nachman, that's Rav Nachman. The Rabbi, the Kashu. Also, Meichik Koy Benichsi. Also, Mekhay Koy Benichsi. Rav Nachman. Now we're the Kashu. Came in the Kuliyam and Koyle the Rebbe Sisson. But how you do Amle Lab the Rebbe Sisson? It is a little bit different gist than Nagamar, but I don't know if it matters. Alei Rami Lugli the Lab the Rebbe Sisson. Have a loch loy hey le nokesh tov yodim le amin le kaim shtarcha bekum benichsi. Kaim shtarcha bekum benichsi. But that's the Gemara. Says the Rif, a whole Arichah is very atypical for the Rif. So the Rif says, Hayat Maisi Rishuna Gavoy Chazina Betrei Pirushin. Isman the Parish. There are those who say, the Hayim Ara Lesley Sadi Dayara Delay. The Merakama doesn't have Eden. There's no Eden that he's a Merakama. You only know that he's a Merakama because he says so, and the Matzik doesn't contest it. The Isli Sadi Dayara Delayu, because if the Merakama had Eden, and just that the Machzik is saying that I bought it from you and I have Chazoka, Rova would never have said that Hamayis Mechavel of Araya. Rova would have agreed to Rav Nachman that the Merakama could say Zil Barach Hilosa. The Rova Gufa the Omer Bechagabna the Lekech Bela Suri Sadi the Ochlish Ne Chazoka the Omer Rova you're going to also face Sadi. Ve'ami Anan Agvinamine. But there ain't a bit Boshni be a mom of Leilaya. Rav himself said that if the Merakama demands Eidus on the Leilos, a Birur on the Leilos, the Machzik has to bring Eidus on the Leilos. Well, Rav himself is the one who said before that you have to bring Seichim to be made on the Leilos. So B'chayr is Mukhuch, that he understands the Gemara before Al Derech the Rashbam, that you only have to bring Eidim on the Leilos if the Merakama demands it. If you learn like the Rambam Moshe, that he's learning up in Rava that you want to say he's asking from Rava, otherwise not a steer. He's asking from Rava. Rava himself said you have to bring Eidim on the Leilos. Now, if Rava meant that you have to bring Eidim on the Leilos without the time of the Merakama, Stam you have to bring Eidim on the Leilos, then what does that have to do with over here? Of course you have to bring Eidim on, maybe Stam have to bring Eidim on the Leilos, because we need Eidim on the Leilos. Otherwise, how are we going to know about the Leilos? It's nothing to do with Agamar. You have to bring Eidim all 3 years. Some you have to bring Eidim on the, you have to bring Eidim on the Wednesdays, and you have to bring Eidim on the Sundays, and you have to bring Eidim on the Tuesdays, and you have to bring Eidim on the Leilos. So what does that have to do with Agamar? That he learns Alderech Lerashbam, that he learns Prat and Mazutra, that Mazutra is prior to Abaye and Rava. That Mazutra was saying that if the Merakama didn't tine anything, then Mistom and Mayadarba Yom and Mayadarba Leilis. It's only if the Merakama tines, Icy Sadi, bring Eidim that you were there by Leilis, that's when you have to bring Eidim on the Leilis. And that's the case that Rava and Abaye were talking about when they said, well, how do you have Eidim on the Leilis? Abaye said, with Shivavi, and Rava said, with Seichim. So, it's really the question we asked the other day. That the way the Rashbam learns the Gemara, Abai and Rava are within Mazutra. Without a Taina, then Mislamo Yadar Balelis. So, it's only because the Merakama Taina that I want Eidim on the Leilis, that you have to bring Eidim on the Leilis. And Rava goes along with that, and Rava explains how you could have Eidim on the Leilis with the Seichim. So you see that even though without the Merakama's Taina, I would have said he was there Balelis. It's only because the Merakama times, it's like a leishaman of bilti ayonim. Let's say we'll use the Rashbam's language. Meanwhile, anyway, use the Rashbam's language. It's leishaman of bilti ayonim, and you see that even though till the Merakama opened his mouth, we didn't need Eidim on the Leilis, but the Merakama could demand zil barach hilosch. I want Eidim on the Leilis. Nope. So it's a kasha over here. So what's the? Why does Rava argue on Rav Nachman? Rava himself agrees that there's a tain of there's a tain of that the Marakama could say Lutzul Barachi Loscha. The Marakama could say Bimavar the Leilas. So just like the Marakama could say Bimavar the Leilas, why can't the Marakama say Bimavar that I wasn't Bishchuni Gavoy? I say I was Bishchuni Gavoy. It's the kasha that we asked the other day. How does this thing why is this different than Mazutra? In Dershbam we said maybe Teretz, that by Leilis is not something that Lishaman would build Hayyim. Leilis is something that could dawn on us that we need Eidus on the Leilis, just we thought it was a Mislama. But that it was Bishchunig Avoy is something that never even dawns on us. Yeah, the Rif's not Nikha to that Chil. Maybe that's due to the fact that we'll see going forward that the Rif has a very different translation of Shchunig Avoy. Anyway, Dim Kain. Hechi Omer Ova Hocham, Moitzim Efeveru Levaraya. Ela hai maise lekka leukmi, ela kagoyin da hai ma'ara leste tzadi di yodi da hayara di le'av. Ela hai lekeach u da omer di le'hu, vu omer min, the lekeach, the machzik, it's maida that used to belong to the Marakama. The reason why Rava says that the Machzik is Neman is because the Machzik has a Pesha also. We only know that the Marakama is really a Marakama because the Machzik concedes it. And the Machzik himself says that I hate Shnei Chazakim. So maybe the Machzik wins with a Pesha also. That's Pshat and Rava. Mishim Hochi Omer Rava, HaMaisim Mechaveh Olav Haraya. Nachman Solar, Afa Gabda Lesli, Lahai Sado Da'ara Di Le'avi. Nachman holds it, even though Markama doesn't have any Eidim. Ki kamay da hai lekeach di delay habis. But since the lekeach is made that it was originally the Markamas. V'omer is abnim in a v'achol shnei chazoka. And it's just that he says that he bought it from him and he ate shnei chazoka. Boi lasu yisadei da ochle shnei chazoka. He has to bring Eidim that he ate shnei chazoka. V'kapose kilchusa b'hai maise v'maise the basis in kirova. And the Yesh Mephoshim say that loch is like Rova. Rif goes on, and he asks in the Yesh Mepharshim for Gemara and Ksubas. Gemara and Ksubas is Muchach, that if you have a Pesha also, you don't need Shnei Chazok. And our Gemara is clearly, you have to have Shnei Chazok. Rav and Nachman are arguing that you have to be Mevahar the Shnei Chazok, or you don't have to be Mevahar the Shnei Chazok, but Kachi, you need Shnei Chazok. In the Gemara and Ksubas, in a case where there's a Pesha also, there's no Eidim for the Markama, then you're Neman even without Shnei Chazok. You're Neman stamp to say that Minoch Zavinta without Shnei Chazok. So, this case Mepharshim, it needs a lot of unraveling, unpacking. Never mind the kasha of the Rif. The Rif is a kasha in the Gemara and Ksuvos. Okay, we're not necessarily mechuyav to answer the Rif's kasha from the Gemara in the Gemara and Ksuvos. I think Anochem has a teretz for the Gemara and Ksuvos. But never mind the Gemara and Ksuvos. Let's think about the Gemara Baba Basra. How is the Yesh Mepharshim learning up the Sugya? That the Rif doesn't ask on the Yesh Mepharshim. The Rif asks on the Yesh Mepharshim from the Gemara and Ksuvos. But the Gemara of Abbasra seems to be fine. So I want to work through it. How's the Yesh Mepharshim learning the Sugya? Again, he's learning the Sugya that the case is that the Marakama had no Eidim. If the Marakama had Eidim, then that would be Mazutra. The Marakama comes with Eidim. He's a real Marakama. There's no Apeshosar. The Marakama could say, I see Sadi that you were there by Leilis. The same way you could say Isis Hadi that you were there Balelis, he could say Silbur Achiloscha that I wasn't Bishchuni Gavoy. The case, therefore, over here has to be that there's a Peshosa, that there's no Eidim from the Marakama, so we only have the Machziks. So the Marakama is nobody, except that the Machzik is mighty that he was the Marakama, and the Machzik himself says, a Peshosa, a Peshosa. The Machzik himself says, yes, you're the Marakama, but I bought it from an Eish Nechazok. And that's the case where Ovin and Nachman are arguing. So there's a lot of kashas in this Yesh Mepharshim. Number one, in no particular order. Number one, comes out l'chayr that the reason why Rava says that you win, you're the machzik. The reason why you win. So what did Rava say? I make some chayal v'aray. Feel the Yesh Mepharshim. Why do you win according to Rava? Because I pesh also, I pesh yitir. Those two different worlds. a pesh also a pesh hitte doesn't need a mitzvah. You don't have to be a muchzik to have a pesh also a pesh hitte. And normally, a person who has a pesh also a pesh hitte is in a modus of migoy. Maybe a pesh also a pesh hitte is the kol pachas a migoy. Maybe it's even better than a migoy. So why do you have to be a? Would you have to come out that mitzvah mechayel right? If he has a pesh also a pesh hitte, so end the story. It's like two different reasons. A pesh also a pesh hitte is one thing, and a mitzvah mechayel is a different thing. Hamayis mecheir v'al ra'i means that I have to bring her, that I have to bring the ra'i. Hapesh also hapesh yitir means you have the ra'i, because you have a ra'i. You win because you have a ra'i that there's a migah. Question number two. If in fact you have a hapesh also hapesh yitir, then why do you have a need cheskim l'shon? Never mind from the Morang Suvas. Okay. So, you know, the Rif asked from the Morang Suvas. Stam is slur. If you're winning with a pesh also a pesh yitir, then why do you also have to have a chazok? Number three, this is the chara, the biggest pell of all. These are kashas. How do you learn the whole sugya? What in the world does this gemara, machlekes Rav and Nachman, it's machlekes about a pesh also a pesh yitir? What in the world did that have to do with nitzvah of Bar Sisson? In the case of Bar Sisson, is that pesh also a pesh yitir? Where's that pesh also a pesh yitir? There we know the malik mecher and the lekechar. I'm the Meicher, you're the Lekeach, I sold you all these fields of Bar Sisson. And then I say that one of these fields is not really a Beit Bar Sisson. Where's there a Pesh also a Pesh Yitir? The Chayr, that's a Machlaik, it's about that you became a Muchzuk, and Leishamana built the Ayyim, and the way the Rashbam went is, Lefila Yesh Mepharshim, Rabban of Nachman, really everybody holds Zul Barachi Loscha, in a case where you know who the Marakam is, that's Mazutu. Everybody holds Zul Barachi Loscha. The whole Machlaik is Rabban of Nachman, is a Machlaik is about Pesh Osa Pesh Yitir. Rabban says you win because you have a Pesh Osa Pesh Yitir. And Rabban Nachman says, no, it doesn't help. Even though you have a Pesh Osa Pesh Yitir, you lose, you have to be Mavar the Chazok, because for some reason you still have to have a Chazok. It has nothing to do with Nisri Bei Basisim. So how do you learn the whole Sugya from beginning to end? That's obviously the most glaring problem on the Yesh Mefarsh. Just it's a pellet, and the Rif doesn't even this. The Rif doesn't ask. He asks him wrong suvas. How did the Yesh Mefarsh work through the sugya? Number four. The Maskana of the Gemara is there. Nachman and Rav Nachman loy kasha. Rav Nachman's owner says that zil barach ilosch. But by Beis Sisson, he doesn't say zil barach ilosch. He says that you. So the Moshe says, "I'm Nachman Rachman leKashia lo Yehel leKim Ela." He says because lo Yehel is not going to start beyond the Midah. Mean lo Yamirim Zil Kayim. What's the last thing? Anyway, lo Yehel is not going to start beyond it. We tell him that he would be able to demand Kim stars. Whatever the pshat is, we saw already Rashbam Rabbein. Yeah, you know, different pshat. But the point is, it didn't hear the Kim stars. So somehow, this Moshe seems to be saying that the case of Rabban of Nachman, the case of Shchunah Gavoi, is somehow analogous to Kiyum Shtaros. Whether you learn like the Rashbam, that's what's Mischadish in the Maskana, whether you learn like Rabbeinu Yonah, that's what we knew all along. But somehow, these are analogous. That's for sure, that the Gemara is saying that the case of Kiyum Shtaros is somehow analogous to the case of Shchunah Gavoi. And what does Rabban Nachman hold by Shchunah Gavoi? What's the machlokes of Rabban Nachman by Shchunah Gavoi? That Rabban Nachman holds that even though you have a pesha also a pesha yitir, but still I could say zil barach iloschem. So I understand by kiyum shtaros, I could demand kiyum shtaros even if you have a pesha also a pesha yitir. Think of a case. In a case where by kiyum shtaros you have a pesha also a pesha yitir, mistami, you don't have to be mekayim l'shtar. Yeah, let's just say, here's a case. Nobody knows that I'm the Marakam. Nobody knows. But you're sitting in the field, and I come to you and I say, it's my field. And you say that you bought the field, and here's the shtar. I don't have any that I'm a Marakam. If you would just say goodbye, I never heard of you, I never saw you before in my life, you'd be fine. You can see, yes, I'm the Marakama, I sold you the field. You have a shtar, not Gimel Shon. You have a shtar. And you pull out the shtar. So, you have a pesh also a pesh yitir. You didn't have to concede that I'm the Marakama at all. You conceded that I'm the Marakama, now you pull out the shtar. Did you have to be Mekai in the shtar? Can I say that the shtar is Mezuyah? It's It's a very big chiddush to say that. L'chayra and l'chayra not. L'chayra, you have a pesha also a pesha yitir. That itself is the kim star. So you're mekayim the star. You're mekayim the star with a pesha also a pesha yitir. So what is the mara? What is the mara? What's the divin b'chal? So those are the problems. Again, number one, the Chalish Mepharshim is saying that the reason why Rava thinks that you win, is because you have a Pesha also a Pesha Yidu. But in the Gemara, Rava says it's because I'm Yisrael Mecharel of Arai. Number two, Taka, if you have a Pesha also a Pesha Yidu, if you have a Pesha also a Pesha Yidu, why do you need a Chesed Gimel Shon? Number three, what's the dimin to the Bevei Sisson? Over there is a Mar. Then we know who's the Marich, we know who's the Marich, we know who's the Lekeach. There's no Pesha Asr over there. So B'cha, what does it have to do with anything? And the Gemara in the Maskon is Medamet Kim Shtaris. Kim Shtaris L'chayra, if you have a Pesha Asr, a Pesha Yitir, then Mestama, I can't demand Kim. So, let's start with the question of how you... Let's start with this. What should be the direction for such a thing? We have a Yishma Parshim, Mamas doesn't, the whole thing is Sosim Mechosim. So, what's the direction that we're looking for? Yishma Parshim has his Machaikas Robin, he says that the case over here is where there's a Pesha Asr, Pesha Yitir, otherwise it's Sheref Mazutra. We have to say that the difference is by Mazutra. We know the Marakam is here, we don't know the Marakam is, so now we've introduced this new element of a Pesha Asr, a Pesha Yitir. Then the Gemara goes on and compares it to Nitzli of Eversisin, and that has nothing to do with a Pesha Asr, a Pesha Yitir. So, Mistama, the direction has to be, somehow the direction I think has to be to find a way to work through that the whole business with a Pesha also a Pesha Yitir is a side thing to deal with the question, why is this different than Mazutra? How is this different than Mazutra? We'll say, no, here there's a Pesha also, there's no a Pesha also, that's why there's a bigger Zilbara Achilot, there's a bigger Tzad in Agamara to say, that there's a big asad that you should win because you have a pesha asa. But the hemshich of the sugya and the comparison to shchuna gavoi, that's still going to be al derech the Rashba. That what they're arguing about dini chazok. Can I be ma'ar in the chazok, or do you say that you're already the muxa? Do we say le shemani bil teayim, or do we say that you're already the muxa? Yeah, we have to work this through, but somehow we have to do it. We have to say that the Yishma portion is not claiming. Now that's what the whole sugi is about. The whole sugi is about the pesha asr pesha yitir. Dinei pesha asr pesha yitir. It's not. It can't be. Let me put it this way. It can't be a machlokes. The machlokes Rabban of Nachman Shkunu Gavoi cannot be a machlokes about dinei pesha asr pesha yitir. If it was a machlokes about dinei pesha asr pesha yitir, it would have nothing to do with the Bevei Sisson. It must be that the olam is a machlokes about chesed gimel shana. Al derech the Rashba. And that's why that. On the one hand, I'm saying Zilbarachiloski, you don't have maybe you don't have a chazaka. I see a flaw in your chazaka. And on the other hand, you say, you know, you do have a chazaka. The sugya has to. We have to normalize the sugya. The sugya, you can't make it a sugya about a pesha asr, a pesha yitir. And yet, somehow we throw in a pesha asr, a pesha yitir over here, but just to neutralize mazutra. That's what we need to work out. But again, it's just a way to start thinking about it. But we need a mahalach to go through. So I want to suggest a mahalach in this Yishma Parsha as follows. Let's start one thing at a time. First question is, how did the Yishma Parsha understand the tain of Shkuni Gavoy? What is the meaning of Ano B'Shkuni Gavoy Avoy? So we know the Rashbam learns Ano B'Shkuni Gavoy Avoy means that I was in the Batim HaPnimim, I had a Derech Alecha, I was Mishtam Shim Kavavayis Achitza. The Yishma Parsha don't say how they translated the word Shkuni Gavoy. Obviously, Shkuni Gavoy is something that torpedoes the Chazaka. Some kind of taina that can torpedo the Chazaka. But what exactly is the taina? Yishma Farshim didn't say the Farish. But I want to suggest that we could perhaps extrapolate how the Rif at least understood the Yishma Farshim. What's the meaning of Shkuni Gavoy? Because the Rif, who has a different mahalach than the Yishma Farshim in the Hemshech, the Rif, in order to answer the Kashif, Mazut, and so on, the Rif says a different new pshat in Shkuni Gavoy. He says Shkuni Gavoy means, I don't know if I saw yet the Rif, but the Rif has his mark. We're not going to talk so much about it. We're not going to talk today about the Rif. there is Malach. But the Rif has a Malach on Shkuni Gavoy, that Shkuni Gavoy means that he said that I was Be'eretz Merchakim, not at the time of the Chazokah, because that would be the same as Marzutra, but I was Be'eretz Merchakim at the time of the putative sale. On the day that you claim that you bought the field from me, I have an alibi. I was in Chicago. So how could I have sold you the field? I was somewhere else. It's a different kind of time. And with that, he wants to explain why it's different than Mazutra. Mazutra is a time on the Chazok itself. And here it's not an era on the Chazok itself. It's an era on the Mechir that it couldn't have happened. And you know, we'll see later when we talk about the Rif. And that's clear that the Rif is saying that's the Rif's trap. That's not the Yesh Mefarshim. In fact, the Rif is saying it to answer the problem from Mazutra, which the Yesh Mefarshim dealt with in a different way. Yesh Mefarshim dealt with the problem of Mazutra by saying that it's talking about a case where there's no Eidim for the Marakama and there's a Pesha Oster. That's why it's different in the case of Mazutra. And the Rif doesn't like that. It's against the Gemara Ksuvos. So you say it's different Mahalach, that the Taina of the Marakama is not that I was Be'eretz Merchakim at the time of the sale. And that's clearly against the Yesh Mefarshim. The Yesh Mefarshim are not saying I was Be'eretz Merchakim at the time of the sale. But I think, at least I have Aragosha, that the Yesh Mefarshim also learned that Shchuni Gavoy means Be'eretz Merchakim. Because if Shchuni Gavoy meant, just a literal translation of the word Shchuni Gavoy, if Shchuni Gavoy meant something else than Eretz Merchakim, then the Rif, when he was quoting the Yesh Mefarshim, should have explained what did the word Shchuni Gavoy mean. I mean, that's what we were inquiring minds want to know. What is Eretz Merchakim? What does Shchuni Gavoy mean? The Rif himself takes for granted that Shchuni Gavoy means Eretz Merchakim. Just the Rif is mechadish to deal with Mazutra, that his time is not I was Eretz Merchakim at the time of the Chazokah, because that would be the same as Mazutra. His time is I was Eretz Merchakim at the time of the sale, and that's a different kind of year. But it seems to me that the Rif's not being mechadish a new translation for the word Shchuni Gavoy, because then that's what he should say. I have a new translation of the word Shchuni Gavoy, and he should tell us how the Yesh Mefarshim translated the words. I think the Rif is the Rif is assuming the whole way through. Shchuni Gavoy means Eretz Mechakim. Just the Yesh Mefarshim thought Eretz Mechakim means I was Eretz Mechakim at the time of the Chazokah. So that's why it's not a good Chazokah, because I was in the Medina Rechaik at the time of the Chazokah. We know Chazokah only works. If I was in Mokim, then I could be Meicher. If I was in the Medina Rechaik, then I couldn't be Meicher. So that's the Mishnah in Lamed Ches. So that's how the Yesh Mefarshim understood. And the Rif says, no, it's yes, of course, that's the meaning of Shchuni Gavoy. The Rif's not saying new translations of Shchuni Gavoy. But the Rif says, no, the time is not that you were Be'eretz Mechakim at the time of the Chazokah. That's similar to Mazutra. The time is that you were Eretz Mechakim at the time of the sale, and that's a different kind of time. So that's number one I want to nail down, that according to the Yesh Mefarshim, Shchuni Gavoy, the translation of the word Shchuni Gavoy, is not that I was Bebatim Apnimim and I had a Derech Alecha, but rather it means that I was Be'eretz Mechakim. The translation of the words is like the Rif. And there's other Rishonim also, that Shchuni Gavoy means the Ramban, that Shchuni Gavoy means that I was Be'eretz Merchakim. That's number one. B'maimer Muskim, parenthetically, I think maybe that's why the Yesh Mefarshim was so bothered, why is this different than the Rif and the Yesh Mefarshim, they were so bothered, why is this different than Mazutra? Now, we asked the question yesterday, why is it different than Mazutra? Why is the time of Shchuni Gavoy, Rava says that Shchuni Gavoy, L'shamana bilti ayoyim. How come by Mazutra you can tie that you can ask for Eidim on the Leilas? That's the kasha that they're all dealing with. So yesterday, when we talked about this kasha in the context of the Rashbam, I said, maybe it's not to say that you were there by Leilas. That's not L'shamana bilti ayoyim. We always knew that maybe you weren't there by Leilas. But we thought, Mestama, you were there by Leilas. But that you had a bias apnimi. Why should it dawn on us that you're living in the batim apnimi? That's really l'shamanu bilti ayin. I think that answer was not available to the Rif and to the Yesh Mefarshim, because they learned that if they learn shchuni gavoy doesn't mean batim apnimi. Shchuni gavoy means I was eretz mechakim, and eretz mechakim is not something that it would never dawn on us. That's my simchal yom that people go eretz mechakim. That's not something to say l'shamanu bilti ayin. If you didn't time it, maybe we wouldn't say it on our own. But so we would assume, Mestama, you were in Vaisa Medina, Mestama, you didn't go, you weren't out of town. But the possibility you might have been out of town is not something that we can say is Leishamani Biltayim. It's more like it's like Leilos. There's a Mestama, you're David Leilos. Mestama, you were, if you were home by day, Mestama, you were home by night. Mestama, if you're in town now, Mestama, you were in town last year too. You know, this year, if you're in town now, Mestama, you were in town a year ago also. But it's not something that doesn't dawn on us that it might be otherwise. But therefore, so it's really very much daimed to the case of Shchuni Gavoy. It's very much daimed to Leilas. So that's why they're so bothered by this case of. So that's why the Kashima Sutra is bothering them. They didn't have this way out that we had suggested yesterday. So that's the other issue. According to the Yeshua Farshim is saying that the case is where I don't have Einim that I'm the Murakam. And therefore you have a Pesha also a Pesha Yitru. You didn't really have to concede that I'm the Murakam in the first place. And therefore, since you're the one who, when you do concede that I'm the Murakam, but you claim that you bought it from me. So you have a Pesha also a Pesha Yitru. So he asked, if you have a Pesha also a Pesha Yitru, then why didn't you give Lashonim? Why didn't you give Lashonim? Yeah, the Rifa's Gemara Ksuba say Takadon. Okay, Gemara Ksuba's were ignored. But the Geshem Farshim think that even though you have a Pesha also a Pesha Yitru, you still have to have a Chazoka. And that's what Rovan and Nachman are arguing about. Zil Barachi Loscha, do you have to prove that you had a good Chazoka and that I was not Benares Mechakim, or you don't have to prove that I was, but you have to revive the Chazoka, but you need a Chazoka. Without a Chazoka, you don't win. Why? You have a Pesha also a Pesha Yitru. Why can't you win Pesha with a Pesha also a Pesha Yitru? So, and this, Rav Nochum said to Teretz. Rav Nochum has a whole mahalach in the Yeshua Farshim, also much more complicated than what I want to say to you. But this Nekudah I want to take out from Rav Nochum. I don't think we need the whole Rav Nochum, but this Nekudah. Rav Nochum says, maybe we should preface it. This is Machlekes Yishonim, Machlekes Rashi, and Tosfos Ksuvos. What exactly is a Pesha also a Pesha Yitru? The Shitas HaTosfos in Ksuvos is Mashma, that a Pesha also a Pesha Yitru is a Pasha Tamiga. It's a Miga. It's a Miga Dibay Shosa. Instead of, normally a Miga is I could have tied it something else. Here the Miga is I could have just kept my mouth shut and I would have been home free. So that's also a Miga. Malo L'Shaka. On the other hand, Rashi, they're in Ksuvos by the Sugi Rishtaras, and other Rishonim also, they learned that a Pesha also a Pesha Yitru is something much stronger than a Miga. A Miga is an Emonis, Malo L'Shaka. A Pesha also a Pesha Yitru means, if I'm the one who, like by Kim Shtaras, let's say a Pesha also by Kim Shtaras, you have a Shtar, we need Kim, and Edom themselves come, and they say, yes, this is our Ksav Yad, but we were Anusim. We signed under duress. So they have a Pesha also a Pesha Yitru. It's not a Miga to break the Shtar. Maybe a Miga can't break the Shtar, a Miga Mokam Edom. It's, the Shtar is not Mokuyim. I'm the one who's being a Kayim L'Shtar. And since in the same breath that I'm a Kayim L'Shtar, I also say the Shtar is no good. So it's called the Shtar. So I pulled the rug out from under my own Dibur. So maybe the Shtar is not Mekuyim. Al Derech Zeh, if I'm the one who's, if here you have the Pesha Oser, let's keep our people straight. You're the Masik, you have the Pesha Oser. So you're the one who's making me into the Marakama. You're the one who's making me into the Muslim. But if you yourself, in the same breath that you say that yes, I'm the Murakama, I'm the Musuk, you turn around and you say, but you bought it from me, and you're here for 3 years, and you're the Musuk, then I never become a Musuk in the first place. That's the Koyach of a Pesha also a Pesha Yitru. Said Rav Nochum, the Yesh Mefarshim hold that only works if you're saying that you have Chesed Gimel Shonim. If you say that you have Chesed Gimel Shonim, you say, yes, I'm the Murakama, which L'chayru would make me into the Muxuk. But in the same breath you say, but you were there for the last 3 years, and therefore you're the Muxuk. So then I never become the Muxuk in the first place. But if you just say that yes, I'm the Murakama, I should be the Muxuk, but you bought the field for me and you've been here for the past six weeks, then being there for 6 weeks doesn't make you a Muxuk. That I'm still the Muxuk. Because the Etzim Muxzokus is a Chiddush. The Etzim, to be a Muxuk, you have to be there for 3 years. If you're there for less than 3 years, you're not a Muxuk. You might be right, but I'm not saying you're not right. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're talking the Bible. But you're not a Muxuk. We want to know who's the Muxuk from Moshe Mechavel of Araya. If you agree that I'm the Murakama, and you only claim that you were there for the last few weeks, then whatever shakas we have, I'm the Muxuk and not you. A dayan yesh l'shov. Okay, fine. So I'm the Muxuk. You're not the Muxuk. You're only there for 6 weeks. You're not the Muxuk. I'm the Muxuk. But you have a migoy, so why can't it be mitzi for me with the migoy? I mean, you still have a migoy. You have a at the end of the day, you have a migui, ma'al l'shaker. So who cares if I'm the musik? But you have a migui that says that you're right. I could be a musik and you could still be right. Musik doesn't make me right. Musik just means the burden of proof is on you. But you have proof, you have a migui. Let the migui be the proof. Says, Anochem, no, a lot of you shouldn't hold migui loyti l'amina. That migui is not a big enough proof to be made from a musik. Svar, this is the main. This is Anochem's connection. The pshat in the Yeshem Mefarshim. I don't have any Edom that I'm the Merkama. You are the one who's making me. So I'm not a Musuk. But you are agreeing that I am the Merkama. So you yourself are saying that I am the Musuk. That depends. If you say that I'm the Musuk, that I'm the Merkama, but in the same breath you say that you were there for the last 3 years, then you're saying that I'm not the Musuk. Because if you were there for 3 years, then you're the Musuk. So then I don't become the Musuk. And mail you and you and you're the Musuk, I'm not. So you win, open and shut. But if you say I'm the Merkama, you bought it for me and you're there for a few weeks, then you're agreeing that I'm the Musuk. Because 3 weeks is not enough to be a Musuk. Of course you still claim that you bought it for me and you have a Migo, Imala the Shaker, but that's already a Migo Loitzi. That's a Migo to be made from a Musuk. A Migo is not strong enough to be made from a Musuk.
Why are we believing the Ma'asik that it's only been 6 weeks and in the same breath not believing him that he fully bought it, which would make him the Musuk, no?
No, he himself says that I'm the Musuk. And he's not changing that. He's not undoing that. He's not pulling out the rug. He's saying that I'm the Musuk and that's it. That's all he's saying. He's saying that I'm the Musuk, but he bought it from me.
But wouldn't that make him...
No, that would not. That doesn't make him the Musuk. It's a proof that it's his. Because he's saying two things. He's saying, I'm living the field for 6 weeks and I bought it from you. So that is living this field for 6 weeks is garnished. That's, I'm still a muhsuk. But so basically he's saying, I'm the muhsuk, but he bought it from me. Well, he says that I'm the muhsuk, so I'm the muhsuk. He says he bought it from me, it's a migul haitzi. You need the power of a pesh to be mighty from somebody, a migul is not strong enough. You need the power of a pesh also a pesh yitir. But the lumness of a pesh also a pesh yitir is that you're saying, It's that you're being mekayim l'shtar, and then you're saying no, but I'm not being mekayim l'shtar. You're saying that I'm the muksuk, but I'm not the muksuk. So for that, you have to say that I'm yes, I'm the merakam, but you're there for 3 years. Then you're saying that you're the muksuk. The pachas mekayim, you're not pachas mekayim. It's just a migoy, and migoy hetzi le'aminu. That's why, according to Rava. You need to have both things. You need to have a pesh also a pesh. Our Rabbi says that you win. Why do you win? So in the Gemara, Rabbi said, because Hamaitzim Mechaber El Varaya. But the Yesh Mefarshim said that you win because you have a pesh also a pesh yitir. So which is it? Do you win because I have a pesh also, or do you win because Hamaitzim Mechaber El Varaya? Lefira Nochem, you're saying it's two sides. That the pshat is, you only have a... Here, the hapesh also hapesh yitir is not in the... The hapesh also hapesh yitir is to say that I'm not the musuk, you're the musuk. But you can't just start come with a migui and win. It's a migui loitzi. You need to say that you're the musuk. In order to say that you're... So Rava said, Rava claims that you are the musuk. You're saying that you're the musuk. So if you're the musuk, so I'm not the musuk. So that's what the hapesh also is accomplishing. That Pesh Osir is accomplishing that I'm not the Muxuk, you're the Muxuk. Because that's what that Pesh Osir does. That Pesh Osir says that even though you agree that I'm the Merkama, but since you yourself say that you have a Chesed Gimel Shonim, so therefore you're making yourself into the Muxuk. So you have the Maitzim Mechaber L'Avaraya, not me. But it's only because you claim that you have Chesed Gimel Shonim. It's only because you have part of your times that you have Chesed Gimel Shonim. Comes Rav Nachman, and what does Rav Nachman hold? Rav Nachman doesn't argue about this, that there's such a thing as a pesha also a pesha yitir. So what nekuda does Rav Nachman argue? Rav Nachman argues and he says, but you don't have a chazaka. Right? You can only become a muksuk. The only reason why you're a muksuk is because you're saying in one breath that I'm the muksuk, I'm the marakama, but you're the muksuk because you have a chazaka. Because you were there for 3 years. You're claiming that you were there for 3 years. So Nachman, fine, you claim that you were there for 3 years. But the Merakama says that doesn't count because he was B'medina Rechaika. So if it doesn't count, so then you're being there for 3 years, doesn't make you into a Musa. Nachman says, the Merakama Ketaina, it's not a good chazoka. It's a little barachi losma. You'll ask me. No, the Machlokes Rabban of Nachman is not, this is, we're getting this closer to, the Machlokes Rabban of Nachman is not about a Pesha Osa, a Pesha Yitir. Everybody agrees that if you have a Pesha Osa, a Pesha Yitir, then you're the Muxik and not me. So if you have a Pesha Osa, a Pesha Yitir, then you win. The Machlokes between Rabban of Nachman is, do you have Chesed Gimushonim? So Rabban says, yes, you have Chesed Gimushonim. You said that I'm the Muxik, but in the same breath, you said that you were there for 3 years. So we believe you that you were there for 3 years, and if you were Taka there for 3 years, we believe you. Because you have a Pesha Osa, a Pesha Yitir, we believe you that you were there. You don't have any Eidim, but you claim that you were there for 3 years. And if you were there for 3 years, and you have a Pesha Osa, so since you have a Pesha Osa, so you're the one who said that I'm the Muxuk, but in the same breath you said that you were there for 3 years, you're the Muxuk. So you're the Muxuk. I'm Yitzim Echaver Lavaraya. Rav Nachman argues, not in Dinei Pesha Osa, but Rav Nachman says, even if you were there for 3 years, fine, we believe you that we were there for 3 years. In Echadam, you have a Pesha Osa, we believe you that we were there for 3 years. But the Merakama Ta'ana said it was Medina Rechaika. And if it was there from Medina Rechaika, then you're being there for 3 years doesn't help. Shema Tishal. But why don't you have a Pesha Osa on that too? Why do you have a Pesha Osa that you were there for 3 years and that I was not Medina Rechaika? I call the Achnis, why don't I put it all into that Pesha Osa? You're the one who says that I'm the Merakama. But and you're the one who says that you were there for 3 years and I was not Bishmuni Gavoy. The answer is, because how would you know? That's why it was important to me that the Yesh Mefarshim learned Shchuni Gavoy like the Rif from Medina Rechaika. The fact that I was in Medina Rechaika, you don't know. It's Rashbam later that you do know. But the Yesh Mefarshim, well, you don't know where I was. I say I was in Medina Rechaika. You have no way of knowing. So you could have a Pesha Osir from today till tomorrow. Your HaPesha Osir, HaPesha Yitir, is not gonna prove that I was not from Medina Rechaika. So yes, you have a Pesha Osir, HaPesha Yitir. So we have to accept what you say, that you were there for 3 years, which would l'chayra turn you into the Muxa. But Nachman says, not so fast. The Merakama is tiny that he was Medina Rechaika. If he was, and you don't know otherwise. If, so your HaPesha Osir doesn't really tell us that he's wrong. If in fact he was Medina Rechaika, then your being there for 3 years does not make you the Muxuk. So he's still the Muxuk. So then it's the Migal Haitzi and he wins. And Rava says, no, Lo Shemana Biltayon. Now we normalize this. Rava says, no, once you say that you were there for 3 years, and we believe you that you were there for 3 years, because in that you have a Pesha Osa. So the fact that I'm claiming that I was Medina Rechaika, Lo Shemana Biltayon, that we can discount.
If he said himself that he knew that the Merakama was around, at some point, that's
yeah, that would be different. That's not the case. The case is you, the Machzik has no way of knowing.
But why would he have to bring Edom that the Merakama wasn't there? Couldn't the other option just be he just needs to claim that the guy wasn't there if he knows?
Maybe the Chavir, but that's not the case. The case is that he doesn't know. So the Rava says, doesn't matter. L'shamana biltayayim, you don't have to worry about it. And Rav Nachman says, no, it's still barach yilosma. At this point, part of what we've accomplished here is now the Machlokes Rav Nachman is back to the Rashbam. We've normalized the sugya. The Machlokes Rav Nachman is a Rashbam to the Machlokes. Do you have a tight? Can the Merakama say Zil Barach Iloscha, or do we say No Lo Shemana Bilteya? Hari Yesh Lisho. So how do you solve the problem from Mazutra? Now that we're saying that the Machlekes Rav and Rav Nachman is just a regular Chazokah of the Machlekes, is there a tiny Zil Barach Hiloska, or do we say Lo Yishamayim Abud Te'ayim? So at the end of the day, why is it different than Mazutra? We'll come back to that. We'll circle back to that at the end. So let's make just a sikkum where we're holding so far. We're not done, but let's make where we're holding so far. Saying that the case over here is that we don't know if I'm the Murakama or not. I have no idea. You agree that I'm the Murakama. In the same breath, you say that we were there for 3 years. So if you would have said that you were not there for 3 years, you were just there for a few weeks, but it happens to be that you bought the field, so then you would lose. So to get to that, Rav Nachman explains, because that's not a pesh also a pesh yitir. Pesh also a pesh yitir. The magic of a pesh also a pesh yitir is that you're saying that I'm a muhsuk, and in the same breath you're saying that I'm not. You're saying that I'm a muhsuk, but you're here for the last 3 years, so you're the muhsuk. So I'm really not the muhsuk. That you could do. But if you don't say you were there for 3 years, then you're saying that I'm the muhsuk, and you're not the muhsuk. Making it, just being there for a few weeks would not make you into the muhsuk. Of course, you are saying that you bought the field for me, but that's a migul haitzi. You're saying that I am the muhsuk, except that you bought the field for me, and you want to be neman that you bought the field and be mitzi for me the muhsuk. So that's a migul haitzi. One second. So therefore the case has to be. If I was the Murakama for sure, that's the case. If I was the Murakama with Edim that I'm the Murakama, never mind the if. That's just the case at hand. I don't know. There's no Edim that I'm the Murakama. So the Chayyur is a Pesh also a Pesh Yitir. There would seem to be a Pesh also a Pesh Yitir. You admit that I'm the Murakama, but you say that you were there for Gimel Shonim. That's what makes it a Pesh also a Pesh Yitir. But that only that hinges on your claim that you have a Chazokah. So if you say if you're right that you have if you since you're claiming that you have a Chazokah, so in effect you're saying that I'm not the Muhsuk. I was the Muhsuk 3 years ago, but now you're the Muhsuk. So part of your claim has to be that you're the Muhsuk because you're the Muhsuk. So therefore, I'm not the Muhsuk. Says Rav Nachman. I was b'shchunin gavai, I was b'mdina rechayko, and you don't know that I wasn't. So therefore, you're saying that you were there for 3 years. At this point, doesn't help. You have to go find Adim who can establish that I was in town somewhere during that 3 years. Because if I wasn't in town, if I'm right that I was b'shchunin gavai, then you don't have it. Then your being there for 3 years is nothing. And if you're being there for and if you don't have a chazaka, of course you can claim that you bought the field, but that's a migul haitzi. And that's. Now the machlekes between Rav and Rav Nachman, regular machlekes Rav and Rav Nachman, is there a time of shchunah gavoy or not? Okay, so the Gemara wants to be right from Bar Sisan. Let's move on to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, okay, this is like the case of Bar Sisan. You have a sale. Chayra, once there's a sale, it's a good sale. But I claim that it was not the. It's not a bar season. Same kind of machlekes. Chayra, there by the case of bar season, there is a marakam. The whole point of the Yesh Mefarshim. Is that when there is a Murakama, that's the case, that's Mazutra. When there's a Murakama, everybody agrees to Rav Nachman. The whole point of the Yesh Mefarshim is to gain that it's different than Mazutra. In the case of Mazutra, where I'm a bona fide Murakama, then I can say that everybody agrees that I have right to say being Edom on the Leilus. A bona fide Murakama is in a stronger position. So what's family Gemara? The Gemara says Kasha Derov Adarov. Why is it Kasha Derov Adarov? How come Rova in the case of Shchunah Gavoy says that you win? And in the case of Bar Sisan, Rova says that I win. So that's Kasha Derov Adarov. What's the Kasha? in the case of Shekhinah Gavoi, you win because there's no Vada Marakama. But in the case of Bar Sisin, where I'm a Vada Marakama, I'm definitely the Meicher, there's no question about that, I'm a Vada Marakama, so then I win. Because that's like Mazutra. So what does Marmin Kasha Drava Drava? Maybe we should deal with that first. Why is Mazutra different? Maybe we should deal with that first. It's time. Why is Mazutra? The whole Yishma Farsh is coming to answer why is it different than Mazutra. So what did he answer? He said, okay, so Mazutra, there's a Vada Merakama. In the case of Rav and Rav Nachman, in the case of Shekhinah Gavoi, there's no Vada Merakama. There's just a Pesha also the Merakama. So why does that matter? At the end of the day, in order to have a Pesha also, you have to claim that you have a Chazokah. And to claim that you have a, because that's Rav Nachum's word, in order to have a Pesha also, you have to claim that you're the Musa. To claim that you're the Musa, you have to claim that you have a Chazokah. And that's what Chalik Zohar and Rav Nachum is 3 years a Chazokah, or is there a Zilbra Achilosa? So what do we gain at the end of the day, clapping the question from Mazutra? So the stomach, you have to say, that still in all, where I'm an established Marakama, and you want to be, where I'm an established Marakama, we know that I'm a Marakama, and you want to shift the Muchzokas with Gimel Shonim, you want to bring Eidim that you were there for 3 years in the Bias, and with that you're going to be Meitzi from a, you're going to make it that I'm not the Marakama, but rather you're the Marakama. So there I'm in a stronger position to say, since I start off as being a Marakama, and you're trying now, I start off as being a Marakama, it's a given that I'm a Marakama, now you want to make, it's a given that I'm the Muchzok, and now you want to make yourself into the Muchzok. So I have a right to say, everybody agrees, my sutra says that I can say bring Adam for the latest. If we know that I'm the Marakama and you want to make yourself into the Muxik instead, so then it's more Yodi Alahel Yoino that I can demand that you be Mavar the Chazok. Bashenkin, in the case of Shkunin Gavoi, we don't really know that I'm the Marakama. We don't know that I'm the Marakama at all. We never knew that. We don't know that I'm the Marakama. So what makes me the Marakama? You're a Pesha Osa. You're a Pesha Osa makes me the Marakama. You are now turning around and saying, but a Pesha Itta, you're saying, no, but I'm not the Muxuk, you're the Muxuk. So, Rav Nachman holds that still and all, since at the end of the day, you're making yourself into the Muxuk, and I can say, no, I was Bishchunin Gavoi, so you made me the Marakama, and you didn't make yourself the Muxuk. And Rava says, no, here it's better. Here, since you're the one who's making me the muksuk, and in the same breath you're making yourself the muksuk, so now when I claim, no, but maybe you're not the muksuk because I was Bishchunin Gavoi, so your yad is al yayna, because you're the one who made me the muksuk in the first place, and you're now making yourself into the muksuk. So I want to put a spanner in the works and say, you're not, you were good at making me the muksuk, but you're not good to make you the muksuk. That's what Rava says. We don't say that. We say that... I don't have such a strong kaya chataina since I didn't start as being a muksuk. You're the one who made me into a muksuk. When you made me the muksuk, I don't have such a strong kaya chataina to claim that I was Bishchunin Gavoi. Where I'm a muksuk vada, then I have a stronger claim to say that you weren't there balelos. So now the question is, but then the Gemara turns around and brings the case of Bar Sisin. By Bar Sisin, the meicher is a vada marakam. And we just said that when the Meicher is a Vada Marakama, so then he's in a stronger position. Then he has a stronger claim to say that Zil Barach Hiloscha. That's Mazutra's din. So why is it Kasha de Rava de Rava? Let that be the teretz for Rava de Rava. That be the terrace. Whenever you have a conflict between the Maxi claims that he was there for 3 years, he's the Muksuk, And the Murakami says, no, I don't think you do that. Whenever you have such a case where Leishamana Biltayim, the passage is that you're the Muxik, you were there for 3 years with a Peshasa, or you have a Shtar, you bought the next to the Beirasis, and so it's you're the Muxik. And then I come with the time of Leishamana Biltayim. So we're saying, and that's the Machlekes Rav and Rav Nachman, but we're saying it's different. Rav and Rav Nachman only argue, the Machlekes Rav and Rav Nachman is only where, we'll call it, I'm a weak Murakami. I'm a Murakami that you made. You made me into the Murakami. Then I don't have I'm not such a strong Murakami that I should be able to say to you Zul Barachi Losma. But where I'm a stronger Murakami, I'm a Murakami that we all knew that I'm the Murakami. Like by the case of the Batim, where we knew that I'm the Murakami, then I'm a stronger Murakami. Then I could say that everybody agrees to my sutra that I could say Zul Barachi Losma. So all of these cases are similar. There's a Murakami on the one hand. You want to become a Muksak on the other hand, with some kind of with a Gimel Shonim or with a Shtar Kinyan that says Bar Sisan and so on. And then I come with a Taina, not so fast, Zil Barachi Loscha, there's some new Taina that I was Beretz Merchakim, where this property is not really the Bar Sisan despite its name and so on. So, and we have Machlekes Rav and Rav Nachman. Do we say Lo Shemana Bilti Ayoyim, that we assume that you already became the Muxuk, and any Sfeikas at this point that I'm over, I have to prove because you're the Muxuk? Or do we say, no, I'm saying Zil Barachi Losko, you don't become the Muxuk in the first place, because I'm active on you becoming the Muxuk. That's in all three cases, in the case of Mazutra, in the case of Shkuni Gavoy, in the case of Basisan, they're all similar in that regard, but in order to be Miyashiv, the steer from Mazutra, the Yesh Mefarshim is saying that there's a difference between a Murakami who's a strong Murakami because he's a Murakami on his own 2 feet. He didn't need the other guy to make him into a Murakami, so he has a stronger taina of Zil Barachi Losko. You could say, bring Adam and the Leilas. Mashayin Kein, a Murakami, that's only a Hapesh Osadik Murakami. You made me into the Murakami. So now I'm becoming a Murakami with a Hapesh Osar. And I want to say, okay, you made me into the Murakami, but you want to say a Hapesh Osar. But I want to say, no, not so fast, because Zil Barachi Losko, that's your name, Achleikas Rabban Rav Nach. But the case of Barsisin is more blame in the case of Mazutra, where you're a strong Murakami. So Kashya of Nachman and Nachman, I understand, like it's a Kavachemer, but what's the Kashya of the Rav and the Rav? Maybe we'll let that be the Teretz for Rav and the Rav. Maybe that's the Teretz. In Shchuni Gavoy, Rav says that you win because I'm a weak Murakami. I was not really a Muxuk to the begin with. You're the one who made me into a Muxuk. So if you're the one who made me into a Muxuk, my Kayach to say to you is Zul Barachi Losko, not so strong. But in the case of Mazutra, where I'm a strong Murakami, then I can say bring Adam in the Leilas. So maybe they say by the same token, by the case of Beirasisim, where I'm a strong Murakami, so I could say that Zil Barachi Losko, this karka is not Barsisim. So what's the Gemara's kasha?
To be in a Chumri, that's the Gemara's answer.
Very good. That's the Gemara's Teretz. This is always a good move. You know, if you want to, what's the Gemara's Kasha? That's the Gemara's Teretz. What's the Gemara's Teretz? How does the Gemara answer Rava the Rava? Hasan lekeach kai v'nichzi, hasan lekeach kai v'nichzi. So Rashi Rashbam says a pshat, but I think lefi the Mahalach that we're saying in the lefi the Yesh Mepharshim, that's the Gemara's Teretz. That's exactly what the Gemara answers. The Gemara answers that in the case of Shchuni Gavoy, I'm a weak Murakami. I'm a weak Murakami. Before you, it started off that the karka was by you. You made me into the Muxuk. Where you're making me into the point of departure is that you're Kayi B'Nichse. You're the Muxuk, not me. Nobody even knew I'm a Murakami. Now you're making me into a Murakami. That from that perch, I don't have a right to taina that Zil Barachi Losko. Also, Meichel Koyv and Nichse, there is a Vada Murakami. Where is a Vada Murakami? Then he can say Zil Barachi Losko. Zil Barachi, you're king. That's too good. That's good for the Gemara's Teretz. Mazutra is after the Gemara's Teretz. Mazutra Taka comes after the Gemara's Teretz. And it's very meduyuk. The Yesh Mepharshim paskins like Rav in our Gemara. I think the Yesh Mepharshim has to paskin like Rav. Because this whole distinction between Meichel Koyv and Nichse and Lekeich Koyv and Nichse is a Teretz in Gemara says for Rav, not for Rav Nachman. If the halacha would be like Rav Nachman, then this distinction wouldn't be true. Well, that's a terrible. It would be true for Rava, even if you were passing like a Nachum. But it would be true for Rava, and this whole steer was from Rava by the Seichem. So, I don't really need this. It happens to be the Yesh Mepharshim passing like Rava. Yeah, your name is not so important, but the point is, the terrorist, glad it works out well. It happens to pass like Rava, not like a Nachman. The Rishbam passing like a Nachman. The Yesh Mepharshim passing like Rava. The Gemara's teretz of Hosam Lekeh Chayv and Ipsi and so on. That's a teretz that said Elibud the Rava. But that teretz of them is true Elibud the Hilchasa. And that's where Mazutru is coming from. Mazutru says that he can say bring Edim and the Leilos is because it's Moichah Chayv and Ipsi, because he's a strong Marakama. And that's the Gemara's teretz of Rava for Rava the Rava. Kitzur, let's just go through the Gemara the way the Yesh Mepharshim read the Gemara, without recapitulating all the kashas and things. But let's just read the Gemara the way the Yesh Mepharshim read the Gemara. So we have a case like this, a case where I'm not the Marakama. Until we get to the very end of the Gemara, we don't even know why that's so important. But the mice of the case is I'm not a Vada Marakama. I don't start off as being a Marakama. You're in the field. I claim that it's my field, and you say yes. You say to me, yes, I it's true. I'm the Marakama, but you bought it for me, and you were there for 3 years. So if you didn't say that you were there for 3 years, you just say you bought it for me. That'd be amigal haitzi. You would be admitting that I'm the muksik, that I'm the Marakama. You want to be nema that you bought it for me with amigal haitzi le'amina. But since you. Maybe even different with Achvei Shtarach. Maybe Teichim will listen Achvei Shtarach. But we went with Migal Haitzi. Let's go like Nachum's way. Migal Haitzi Le'Amina. So if you just say that I'm the Marakama, but you voted for me, so Migal Haitzi Le'Amina. It's just a Migal. Migal is no good. Migal is not enough to be Maisi from a Marakama. You have to say that you were there for 3 years. What's the mile of saying that you were there for 3 years? Because if you were there for 3 years, being there, that makes you a Muxl. So then. Then we have the magic of Apesha, also Apesha Yitter, which is more than just a mere migoy. It means that you never said that I'm the Musuk. You said that I was once upon a time the Musuk, but you've been here for 3 years and now you're the Musuk. So that's like saying that Savidenu is Evalusama, you know. Then you're saying that I'm not the Musuk. You're the Musuk. And that's Apesha, also Apesha Yitter. So that's Rova. Hamaitzim Chaber Elavaraya. Because the Apesha, also Apesha Yitter, can make you into the Musuk. Once you're the muksuk, so then I might smichaber all right, and I have to. It's up to me to prove that you're. I have to prove that there's something wrong with your chazak. And Rav Nachman says that I can taina since I can taina even though lefi your peshos are I'm not the marakama, but I can taina maybe you're really I was b'medina rechayka and you don't know that I wasn't. It's not like you have a peshos or that you don't know that I wasn't. So I'm claiming that I was Medina Rechaika. If it's true that I was Medina Rechaika, then your being there for 3 years is nothing. And so then you made me into the Muxik and you're not a Muxik. So Nachman says, Zil Barach Yiloscha. Meanwhile, you made me into the Marakama, and your Chazoka is under scrutiny. So I would win. That's Machaika Zorob and Rav Nachman. So Gemara thinks that this has nothing to do with the strength of my Marakamanus. Doesn't matter. A Marakama is a Marakama. So it's just a machlok. It's about Shulei Shemana Bilta Elyon. Rav Nachman says that I can claim Zul Barach Yiloscha, and Rav says Shulei Shemana Bilta Elyon. I can't make such claims. Rav Nachman knows I can say I was Bishchuni Gavoy, so you have to prove otherwise. I'm your Baldin. And Rav says no, you can't come with Tainus Shulei Shemana Bilta Elyon. At least meanwhile he's the Muxuk. Apesh also went into effect. He's the Muxuk, and the Chesed Gimson went into effect. He's the Muxuk. You want to now put a spoke in the wheels? So that's up to I have to do. So the Gemara thinks it's the same thing with Shulchan Gavoy. That's the case of Shulchan Gavoy. L'chayr, you became the muksik in the field because you have a star that you bought the nixiv resisin. I'm coming up with a new tain of the Lishamanu Biltayon, and there it seems just the opposite. Rav Nachman says that you win, and Rav says that I win. It's a stira. Kasha Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman, Kasha Rav Abba, Rav Abba. So Rav Nachman, the Gemara deals with Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman, whatever the pshat is. The Yeshim Farshim don't explain how they learn the terrors for Rav Nachman and Rav Nachman. It doesn't matter. We have different Malchim, Rashbam, Rav Yehuda. Whatever it is, Rav Nachman, like Kasha. Like the Rashbam learns, because there's a new din of Kiyum Shtoros by Chazakah. Chazakah Mokum Shtarim Medes. Or like Rabbeinu Yoina, that since it's called the Vei Bar Sisan, and I know that it's called the Vei Bar Sisan, so even if Kapishmai, it's not the Vei Bar Sisan, but it goes into the sale anyway. Whatever the terrace for Rav Nachman is. And then Derova, Derova Lekashi, what's the terrace for Derova, Derova? Hosom Lekeach Koi Benichzi, Hosom Lekeach Koi Benichzi, Hosom Lekeach Koi Benichzi, Hosom Lekeach Koi Benichzi. Which means that in the case of Shechuni Gavoi, I didn't start off as a Marakama. You made me into a Marakama. So I'm a weak Marakama. I'm coming from a position of weakness. Such a Marakama as that doesn't have a right to say, to demand that you be Mavardi the Chazok. Vipshuta, it's a good Chazok. Vipshuta, it is a good Chazok. So since on the surface it's a good Chazok, so you're the one who made me into Marakama, and in the same breath you said that you're there for 3 years, which on the surface is enough to make you a Muxer. So then I'm not a Muxer. Any fakes that we have, I have to prove. Vashenkin over there in the case of Shechuni Gavoi, over there it's Meichakoy Benichsi. Then he's a real Marakama, he's a Vada Marakama. If he's a Vada Marakama, then he comes from a position of strength. You want to make me Ois Marakama with the Chazoka or with the Shtar that he put the Nichsi of Eber Sisan? But if there's any questionable kind of Ois involved, then you have to be aware that they're included in the Shtar. That's what's in Schaimish in the Maskon and the Gemara. The Maskon and the Gemara comes out. That this machlokes Rav and Rav Nachman is only talking about a case of a weak marakama, a pesha also the marakama, a marakama that you made me into the marakama. So it's there that Rav holds that the marakama doesn't have such a marakama. You are making me into the marakama, and in the same breath you're making me not the marakama because you were there for 3 years. In such a kind of case, I don't have the right to say no. Maybe your chazok is no good. I was b'shchuni gavoy, so maybe I'm really the marakama. But where I come from, a position of strength, I'm an established Marakama. Then I can say to Yuzul Barach Yiloscha. Rabbi agrees that I can say to Yuzul Barach Yiloscha, Mivar, that the Nichzei Devei Bar Sisan is really, that this Kaka really is from the Nichzei Devei Bar Sisan. The case of Mazutra is like the case of Nichzei Devei Bar Sisan, where it's a Vada Marakama. And therefore, by Nichzei Devei Bar Sisan, since it's Kaka Vada Marakama, so the Marakama has the right to demand that you bring Edim on the Leilos. And that's the terrace for the kasha from Mazutra. The terrace of the kasha. That's the terrace of the kasha from Mazutra. That's a case where you have a vada marakama. But Shainkin, the case of Shechuni Gavoi is only a pesha osadik marakama. And that's the maskonas of Gemara, that there's a difference between a vada marakama and a pesha osadik marakama. Okay. Fine. We'll stop here. So I want to go on to the riff. The riff's own shita. And then maybe we'll take a closer look at the Medellin and the Ramban.